All right, Jetson. First up, next week, the Jet Zone at Paula. Get your tickets now. VIP seating.
Yeah, I'd say get in, get them quickly before they go. They're already going pretty quickly, and it's not just that. It's going to be a great time. Red Bull and I have teamed up together to do this, and we're going to have food catering, drinks, and it's just going to be an awesome time. Plus, I'm going to be going in, stopping by.
Right, so now, okay, we can do this interview now that the mandatory, yeah.
Lucas is happy now, then we can get into this.
All right, hey, man, third time you've been here, I think. Fastest day, almost 3 seconds faster in the first session, a second better in the second session. This was your day, your track. You had to feel great.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, this is a really sick track. I didn't really think, I didn't know this was coming, actually. The first thing, I went out and put in a pretty good lap time, and Christian put P1, so I'm like, oh, sick, and I'm like, the next one will probably be faster anyways. And then I come in, he's like, I'm like, oh, where's everyone else? He goes, you're 3 seconds faster than second. I'm like, wait, really? He's like, yeah, your first, second, and third lap time is faster than everyone else's. I'm like, that's pretty cool. So, and then the second one, I was thinking that, like, Justin, because he's always really good qualifying that, and they might get up there, and I went and did a lap time, and I think Josh said, yeah, your first two laps was faster than everyone else's. Would have gone 1, 2, 3. I'm like, well, that kind of sucks. Cause I'm like, I didn't want to go P1. I wanted to go, like, second, because you can kind of see where they're going. And
you can go the inside of them or whatever.
Yeah, it just helps see where they're going. So I'm like, oh, it's a little different. So started there off good with that. First moto was second on the start. Then Avolin actually got passed on that first lap. He was a little spunky on that first lap, so I was able to get back past him in that, I think that first lap, might have been next one, not 100% sure, and
I felt like you were like, okay, like, go ahead, I'll see if you got any lines, okay, yeah. And then now I'm going
to
go.
And I knew I had to get around him, because I know Justin those first few laps pretty quickly, so I was able to get him, I think, in the first lap, I remember, in those rollers, and put a charge on Cooper, and I was able to get it before he could actually get a flow and kind of make him go into defense mode, I feel like, so he couldn't actually, because once he gets those flowing lines, that's where he's most deadly, realistically, because we all know he can go fast, and yeah, I was able to capitalize on that, and J-Mart came up on me in that first one. I was already pretty spanked, we were hooking, and he put on a pretty good charge, and sadly, he went down. You never want to see that, but yeah, and I'm getting that, and we're literally talking this week, I just need to get that first moto off of Cooper, because that's the one that just keeps on getting it further away, so we got that, and then and now in that second moto, I felt really good, got a really good start, and I had my mate Joe up in front of me, was
putting some, over at him one point.
Yeah, was giving him some pressure, got around him, was able to kind of get a safe cushion, because I was... He's very good, Joseph. When he can see you, he's very good at like that. At doing that same speed as you, really good at that. And I'm just like that. Once I got around, I'm like, I have to get just a bit of space on him, because he's really good when he's right behind you. And I was able to get that. And he had some trouble with RJ. Gave him a little end of the moto charge. But no, win that one. It's always a good feeling and a good thing to go 1-1 in quali and 1-1 in the race. So, yeah.
It's a day that racers dream about. Did you do any bike changes? Did you have a good week? Was anything different for you this week?
The best thing, I think we've been trying to search, and we found a good setting at Millville, actually. And for some reason, we went to a different track, and we were changing settings because it felt different. And we're like, no, let's just stick with this. And since then, it's just been really helpful, because I'm just starting to feel more familiar with the bike. Knowing I can look at a bump and actually know what the bike's gonna, how it's gonna react. So I think it's just that, and it's getting more comfortable.
And then, of course, you must love this track.
Yeah, this track is a very cool track. No, yeah.
Red plate now, 11 points up, 2 to go. Now you're a little bit more in control. Hasn't happened to you for, I don't know, a couple months now. So now you got a little bit of gap, a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, it's obviously nice to get it back, but it doesn't matter until the last race when you keep it. So I'm just going to try and make sure I keep my foot on his throat and keep on going.
Great job, man. Thank you.
Thank you.